Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Ugly that, well, turned into beautiful, as in Wednesday night's win in Evanston at Welch Ryan Arena. Double overtime, 79-76. Al Durham, a career-high 24. Armon Franklin tied his best with 23. And the duo in the two overtime, 16 points, 11 of 12. Free throw shooting. Archie Sousier's a big one.
You know, guys went to the line, you know, with pressure. You know, they knew we needed them. You know, it was good to see those guys step up in the heat of the moment and make them the way they did. You know, Armon had some really big ones. Him and Al go 18 for 20 as a group. That's a big deal right there. You know, all in all, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm more happy about this win than any win we've had all season, just simply because of the way it had to happen.
Archie watched the crew come back from 54-47 down with 2:16 remaining in regulation, but Durham closed on a personal 7-0 run capped by a runner in the lane, and then Franklin scored 10 of Indiana's 12 points in overtime, then assisted on Durham's long jumper with 1.6 seconds left to force a second overtime. Rob Finnessy scoring his only points, but they were key free throws, and Jerome Hunter with that big-time three with 16 seconds to play that put Indiana up 75-71. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it was a combination of things for Terry Morin's crew. Junior guard Grace Berger back at it again. Her third career triple-double and an outstanding second half by the Indiana women as they outscore Penn State 51-26 to win it 90-65 Wednesday afternoon at Simon Scott Assembly Hall.
I thought the difference between the first half and the second half was we guarded better and then we pushed the pace. We kept our foot on the pedal, as I always say, and put our ears back and kept trying to attack in transition, but did a much better job defensively. And congratulations to Grace Berger, you know, for her third triple-double that she's posted. That's pretty special, you know, for a kid that works her rear end off and, you know, is a high-level player.
Terry Morin watching Grace Berger with 17 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. Mackenzie Holmes with 25. Indiana now 10-2 in the Big Ten, 12-4. They're off to Illinois on Sunday afternoon. Tip-off set for 3 o'clock. 90-65 Wednesday, the women roll over Penn State. Our thought for this Thursday, what makes things memorable is that they are meaningful and significant. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7. And AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.